Well, if you're asking me to watch the full moon with you, then I would say that's my first time being asked something like that, and I think it's pretty cool. And hell yeah, it'll probably look sick from up here. You can walk around, look at stuff.
Dear queen with the body of a violin, anything and everything that we say is gotta be kept silent. Hell sick, cause we look like a siren. And how I wish I met you. Can't stand that it's too late. Hope that you feel the same way. If not, that's still okay.
I saw the clip and I forgot what you guys were talking about. And then she's like, well, I appreciate you. And then the video cuts off.
I was like, who's like, what were you guys talking about?
We're just talking, essentially just talking, you know, just shooting the breeze at, what was it, like 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
And, you know, we just had that natural rapport anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, I felt that. Whatever you guys were talking about, she was just like, well, I admire you. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, all right, I see you.
So since we're on topic, mm-hmm. as a creative soul yourself, I'm sure you're very familiar with the term a muse. Mm-hmm. So for you, especially, I'm sure you've had some muses that were, you know, romantic interests.
Yeah.
And having that yearning kind of fuels that fire. I mean, for me, I feel like the fact that you're not having the person actually makes that art even more, mm-hmm. I hate saying more better, but a lot better than what it would be if it was, you know, someone imaginary, like a imaginary muse as opposed to an actual muse. So I've been fortunate enough to have two in my life. Spectacular, phenomenal. And it's one of those things where when you start creating and then you imagine ways how they would not only appreciate what you're creating, but also have a different perspective that you can illustrate in the creation. So it's just adding on to each other, on and on and on. Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah, I could say that. Like, I feel like I had different muses through different periods in my life. Like, I remember in high school, I was working at a drugstore. I don't want to give, you know, free promotion, but I'll just say it was a drugstore. And I remember there was a young woman, she was Latin, and, you know, she was in her mid-30s, and she worked in the photo department, but it was just like a little part-time gig. Like, she had like this corporate job during the day, and she was like trying to like save money for like vacations.
Okay.
And I think I was 17 at the time, and, you know, she's in her mid-30s, and we would have these conversations, and I remember we were eating and she bought me lunch. And I was like a little intrigued by that.
You okay.
Know, women tend to like fall like, oh, you got to do this. You gotta do that. And, you know, that's another subject. But,
exactly.
I remember she bought me food and we were talking and she was so appreciative of being around me, not in like a sexual manner, but just in a friendly manner in regards to just like conversation and giving pointers and compliments here and there, friendly flirting here front and back and stuff like that. And it, that honesty that she was able to exude to me made me feel really, really good. And at that time, I didn't really know how to position it that way because, you know, I'm still young.
Right.
But for somebody at this age to tell me, like, listen, you're a really great guy. You are younger than me. I get that. But don't ever lose the idea of who Jonathan is. Like, you are a great person. A lot of people get caught up in this, that, and the third. Don't get lost in other people's perceptions of who you are, because you have this thing about you, this aura, where I've seen it, even if I was eavesdropping on your social media or if I seen your friends come into work, you have this energy that when you decide to, it's just like an automatic pool where people want to be around you. And don't lose that. Actually show it more.
Yes.
Because I admire that. And it's something that I feel that if you ever master what it is that makes you that way, go for it. And just never give in to that quote unquote essence of just like being complacent. Just continue to want to grow, continue to want to love, continue to want to showcase what you have to offer. And for somebody to say that to me, that is older than me and that has it together and at that stage of life, it just made me think like, wow, like, do I really have this power? Like, thinking of it in a selfish manner, but it's just like, if you really believe in what you are and what you say and not let anyone take that away from you, I think, or like going back into the belief system, just believing what you say you are, you can accomplish so much and you can gain so much. And I feel like more opportunities come your way when you never let that element go, where somebody can come up to you and say like, I admire being in your presence. And I feel like that's one of the greatest muses in that sense that you can obtain by having that energy where people want to be around you.
1,000%. And that was a wonderful metaphor. So I'm a Aquarius. So a lot of my imagery and my imagination is a lot of water. Mm-hmm. So in my head, as you were describing that, I essentially saw, and this is how I feel as well at times, especially being in my creative zone, where you just get tunnel vision. Essentially, that person was able to be essentially your life raft. Because when you're drowning, when it seems like a sea of either conformity or whatnot, they're your oasis away from everything else.
Right. Yeah. And that just really amazed me. Like, even when it came to like women I dealt with in the past, and I would have moments with different women I would choose to be around and stuff like that. And some people would call me selective, and
which is a great thing, by the way.
Of course. And you know, I feel like it's a gift and a curse, because some people can look at you and feel that, I guess, take it in a negative light and really look at you and say, oh, this person thinks they're better, or they have to look a particular matter, which is not necessarily the case. But I think when you are selective and when you do choose to be with somebody, regardless of what it is, if you choose to live a long life or live a short term of that life, giving a short form of what you have to offer to that person, I think all those are elements that help you grow and help you become a better person, a better lover, a better friend. And like, kind of going off a topic a little bit, I would always hate when women would post these statuses in these posts, and like, you can tell that they either were going through a breakup or they had a really bad breakup or something didn't work out, and they would like post all these posts that would all kind of conform in the same manner.
Yeah.
Like, well, this person, you can grow if you do this. This is me time and all these other things. And then it kind of like puts this picture where they all end up falling. Well, I don't want to generalize it, whether they say all, but most may say, this person was a waste of time. You wasted my my month, my year, my 10 years or whatever. And by all means, I can honestly agree with that. But then I feel like it's not necessarily a waste, because that particular moment that you went through, regardless if it was short-term or it was long-term, it was meant to happen. And I feel like you can't take back things that already happened. So instead of you doubting and like being and hurting yourself and really not believing what happened was like only happened to you in that sense, I guess. And like, oh, I'm like a horrible person. I wasted all these years. But you didn't. all those years were growing years. All those years was that course you had to take in regards to the me 101 on like how to love somebody, how to be with someone, how to understand someone, how to deal with nonsense.
Absolutely.
And I feel like when you look at it from those particular approaches, as opposed to going into that negative light of saying like, listen, I wasted this. You didn't waste anything. You learned. And if you take it from that approach, I feel like you can actually get what you want, or actually have something that you actually want to be around and make something work gravitate towards you, because you have this energy, because people go into energy, not to sound like hippie-ish or anything like that, but your energy, what you give off, you are what you attract. So if you have this negative connotation of like, where I wasted this and I wasted that, or this is that, or this is, and like, and you put these things out there, people are going to either take advantage or fall into that, that have that same self-esteem and kind of crawl up into that space, be like, oh, I'm like the same ways too. But if you push that energy away and be positive and say, well, this didn't work out, you know, and that's okay. I learned from this. I had a great time. I tried to make it work. I tried to do this. It didn't work out. You know, it does. That's life. Things don't always work out. You know, sometimes you make mistakes, but you learn from your mistakes. Like, the in order for you to really succeed and really get what you want out of life, you got to take those mistakes. There's no such thing as living a perfect life. Like, it's not real. And I feel like when you take these little moments, these little hindrances of these things that are stopping you and pushing you down, if you use those things to push you up and elevate you, you'll be surprised at what you're able to get out of life and out of that love, out of that friendship, out of that partnership, out of that job. I just think if you really believe that this thing or person or element or whatever it is a waste, then it will waste. It'll be a waste of where you're really, really, really dismantling and breaking your life in pieces. But if you really look at these things that didn't go your way and use these things to help push and motivate you and uplift your spirits and really show who you really are, I feel like you can do so much more with that.
1000%. Each moment is giving you an opportunity and the space to be yourself. But how many of us, unfortunately, who conform and don't take that space, they rather, you know, blend into everyone else as opposed to being the person on the front line, just being like you said, Kanye West-ish, and just being who they are all the time. But at the end of the day, like you said, people will be drawn to you, but they'll also respect you. Granted, they might not like what you do, but let's be honest, in society, people nitpick all the time. They move the goalposts, so you can literally never make anyone happy. So I always get confused when guys try to make girls happy, because you can't do it. This is impossible. But you can even argue, you know, you could argue that human beings in general may not always be satisfied because they always want more and more and more, which can be a good thing with balance. So it's kind of what you said with the energy. You can't just be so ambitious just for greedy reasons. You have to be ambitious but selfishly unselfish in your ambitions, like how we talked about before, in terms of someone helped you, so you have to pay it forward to go help others and help them get to where you are and where you want to be, because doing that ensures that the world will be a better place. You'll have better energy around you and everyone will be more authentic, which is, I feel like, would be better for society.
Of course. And I feel like even going into the idea that you approached of paying it forward and having somebody help you, I feel like a lot of people get caught up in this mindset where I did it on my own.
Mm.
It was just me. No one, I came from the gutter. No one helped me. I did it on my own. This is what I had to offer. No one believed in me. And sometimes those things are good to say to, you know, kind of mentally put you in an element of where if you go where working out, you getting to this dark place, or, you know, just getting anywhere in life. I feel like those things do help, but don't let those words dictate what you have to offer. and don't let those words push you away from reaching your potential. Because in life, life is not easy at all. It's not. And if you want more out of life, and if you want to succeed, you need help. You need somebody to help you. You can't do anything by yourself. Like, it's just something that just, it just doesn't work out that way. And if you see people say this, it's not true. There's always somebody in their corner that's willing or in a position to get them to where they need to be. And you have, like, if you go into Oprah and you look at her team, she doesn't do everything by herself. She has a team. You look at Michael Jordan. He didn't do those shots, the money, the deals. He didn't get those deals by himself. LeBron James, him on a pace of becoming a billionaire, that's not made by himself. He has a team. There's somebody there who has their elements of what they're good at, and they're able to give that energy to you to get you to that position, because you may not be able to, that might not be your talent. That might not be your position in life, but you have your talents where you're able to provide and showcase. And I feel like if you get out of this funk where I can do it all by myself, I don't need nobody. No, you do need somebody. No, you need somebody to help you. You need help. Don't get into this idea of like, oh, I need to be selfish and work on me. No, you need to be more open. You need to be more active. You need to really be vulnerable and ask, like, I need help. Like, if there's going to be people who are going to say no, but there's also going to be people that say yes. And I feel like if you fall in that particular idea of wanting that way of life, it's going to happen. It may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, it may not happen in 5 years, but if you're willing and able to believe and really act upon it and really say, like, this is my thing, it's going to happen. And then you see women with these vision board parties and all these things like that, and some people may clown them because of that, but I can see it makes sense. You know, if it's like a positive affirmation in a sense. Oh, yeah. And that's help. You may have so much toxic elements in your life and these things that you may look at on a day-to-day basis that may destroy you mentally. But that board that you make, regardless if it's small or big, it's something that you want. And it's something that it's a constant reminder of something that you actually want to do. And that's something that you want to accomplish. And that's something that you honestly believe that this is what you want. And that's a personal thing. You don't have to make it in the public. So it's not, you're not falling into a trap of somebody saying, oh, that's dumb. Why would you want to do that? You want to get married and do that? Who would want to marry you? Like, that's something that you actually want. And if you make it and you look at it and you believe it, you feel it, you sense it, you want it, eventually it happens. But you have to take those small steps and create those elements of where, like, if I do this and if I continue to do it, I'm going to get it. And then you just build on that small thing, like where I was able to accomplish waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning for 2 months straight, when I was waking up like at 9 a.m. and I was always late. And you create those milestones to build your confidence for you to do bigger things, you know? And I feel like when you do that stuff, it works. It really works. And that's how you build your confidence. That's how you build your net worth. That's how you build the product that you are.
1,000% actually reminds me of one of the books I read that, if you might have read it already, but if not, definitely check it out, by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, Cybernetics.
I've heard of it.
So basically, he was a very prominent plastic surgeon, and he noticed a trend with all his clients in that even though they would, you know, look better and feel better about themselves, mentally they were still stuck in their previous self. So they still had the same, let's say, lack of confidence that they did before. So he discovered, from studying his clients and, you know, just using his expertise, he discovered how we have a servo mechanism in our minds, which is essentially equates to a heat-seeking missile. So, like, similar how you're saying with the tunnel vision and the focus. So when you're dialed in and you're taking action on an idea and then it snowballs into more and more and more and more, that's how those things happen, because your brain is designing your thinking so it can happen. And our brains do this naturally. So when they're talking about those affirmations, those things really do work, because then they do become a habit, and then they become a habit, essentially like a thought loop. So you keep thinking all these positive things. So as we were discussing before, with things like muses and whatnot, I feel like muses, they just do that naturally. They don't have that those negative thought loops. They're looking always at positivity, or even better, as an artist, constructive criticism, but being able to say it in a way that the artist would be like, you know what, you're right.
Agreed. Most definitely. I think those things definitely get you to where you want and what you want to be. And just don't ever let somebody or something stop you from doing that. And I really do believe if you have that consistency and that cutthroat ability of like, I have to do this. Like, no matter what, I have to do it. Like, you may have those days where people may say this and they may destroy you, not physically, but just mentally, going back to that mental state, because that's what dictates what you do every day, your mind.
Absolutely.
And going back to what you presented in regards to that particular doctor, I watched something similar with a TED Talk where there was, it may have been the same guy, I don't know, but they did a study where they did 10,000 brain scans, and based upon what they were able to find, they found that people tend to hone on to what other people see them as. And if you don't have somebody to push you or have that thing to want you to get up every day, you fall into this funk where you don't accomplish or get out of that particular dark place. And if you really believe, or actually if you really have somebody that's in your corner that loves that energy about you and really that's willing and able to push you, you're able to get out of that, and you're able to accomplish so much more, and you're able to just really showcase something that you didn't even think you could do. And I think he gave an example of where his son was, he had some sort of mental disorder, and it was very bad, going in and out of jail, and he refused to give up on his son. He awesome. Refused to give up on the things that he was messing up at. He refused to let that be him. And he realized with that study, it was just something that was impacting his mind to where it was altering his thoughts. So basically, he worked so hard into changing the ability of what the things that he was seeing, the people he surrounded himself with, the opportunities. And once he did that, it took time, but he was able to take that bad kid and mold him into that family man now. Now he's married, he has kids, he has a great job, he's loving life, he's the happiest person that people know. But that would never happen if you didn't take the time to actually help and really build that person. Same thing, even like Martin Luther King, he wasn't a great speaker at first. He wasn't the person that people would think would lead and have these great speeches. It took a team to really build what he was offering to the forefront. It took a team to really see that this man could do this. It took a team to get out of those slumps and out of those times where you're getting beaten and getting cursed at and getting spat at. And it takes a team to really build and change your particular mindset of like, you know what, I really can do this, and I can't let these people down, or even just one person. As long as you have one person in your mind, even if it's like an imaginary thing, going back to your imagination, even if it's somebody that you just talk to,
mm-hmm.
you go talk to yourself for like 10 minutes and say like, this is what I'm going to do, I need to do this, or whatever it is. That's something, that's a start. And as long as you have that, it could just change so much in what you have to offer in regards to work, love, woman, relationships, and that. Because at the end of the day, people don't have that. People want that. And that's like the that's sexy. That's what's sexy. And I think when you do that and you believe in that, people want to be around you. And then as that comes along, more great things come in your corner where you're able to, in a sense, conquer whatever you put your mind to.
1000%.
That in my podcast. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be anonymous, obviously, but I just like how your voice sounds. So I'm just going to put it in my podcast. Thanks.